In the church where I was raised, all the women hid their hair with what can only be called doilies made of lace. But they sat beside their husbands and they never spoke a word, 'cause public prayer was not a woman's place. But literally any man was welcome to stand up, and for an hour we would listen to them talk. And I guess the lesson there was God would only hear a prayer when it came from a person with a cock. As a kid, those Sunday mornings made me restless, bored, and numb. And my Bible was the one way to pass time. So I spent the hour in search of stories brimming with suspense, and I found Esther, Ruth, and Rahab were sublime. Castaways who outwitted and outplayed an immigrant ancestor to the incarnate divine. Everyone has a star that lights their way. We see our paths by someone else's shine. Esther, Ruth, and Rahab, they were mine. Every Sunday I would find a brand new story of a girl who made some patriarch meet his match. They were painted as conniving, but it wasn't hard to see that secretly most men just fear the snatch. Deborah's military mind brought peace for 40 years. The Witch of Endor, she saw right through Saul's charade. Of course, Eve said, fuck this system, I am chasing after wisdom. And Rachel wouldn't let herself be played. Now Jezebel sure gave him hell, but she wasn't scared to die. If you're with JL, think twice when you recline. The only reason we have Moses is 'cause Miriam was there to keep his petty ass in line. Castaways who outlasted and outplayed an immigrant ancestor to the incarnate divine. Everyone has a star that lights their way. Paths by someone else's shine. Well, Esther, Ruth, and Rahab, they were mine.
When they talk about the heroes of faith, they always mean Elijah, Abraham, or David.
But Esther, Ruth, and Rahab, for me, were just as big. I wanted to be like them, so I bought myself this wig. My church insisted women all be small, submissive, and unseen. But their own holy book betrayed that lie. 'Cause in those pages you'll find badass rebel warriors and queens, prophetesses, witches, whores, and wives, all cause them scenes. Woman in the scripture smashed the norms to smithereens.
So it's a good thing when a girl learns how to fly,
and that's one truth from the Bible I'll hold on to till I die.